whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
Η Μούσα του musical.
So much to say, not just today, but always.
Μια περιπλάνηση μίησης στην τέχνη του μουσικού θεάτρου. Κρυμμένος στις κουίντες, ο Γιάννης Φίλιας.
Oh, please, don't ever, ever make me say goodbye.
Michel Legrand, Gentle.
There's not a morning I begin without a thousand questions running through my mind. That I don't try to find the reason and the logic in the world that God designed. The reason why a bird was given wings, if not to fly and praise the sky with every song it sings. What's right or wrong, where I belong within the scheme of things. And why have eyes that see and arms that reach, unless you're meant to know there's something if not to hunger for the meaning of it all, then tell me what a soul is for. Why have the wings unless you're meant to fly? And tell me, please, why have a mind if not to question why? And tell to be that I can dare to have the chance to pick the fruit of every tree or have my share of every sweet imagined possibility. Just tell me where. If I were only meant to tend the nest, then why does my imagination sail across the mountains and the seas beyond the make-believe of any fairy tale? Why have the thirst if not to drink the wine? And what a waste to have a taste of things that can't be. Or have my share
One Woman Show, η απόψινή μας εκπομπή, καθώς όλα τα τραγούδια της Gentle, της ταινίας του 1983 που θα ακούσουμε, ερμηνεύονται από τη μοναδική αυτή κυρία που απολαμβάνεται κάθε φορά στο σήμα της εκπομπής μας, την Barbara Streisand, η οποία σκηνοθέτησε την ταινία, συνυπέγραψε το σενάριο μαζί με τον Jack Rosenthal, συμμετείχε στην παραγωγή της και φυσικά πρωταγωνίστησε τραγουδώντας τις υπέροχες μελωδίες του Michel Legrand, η γνωστότερη από τις οποίες φυσικά είναι αυτή που έρχεται. Μπαμπά, μ' ακούς?
Can you hear me? Papa, can you see me? Papa, can you find me in the night? Papa, are you near me? Papa, can you hear me? Papa, can you help me not be frightened? Looking at the skies, I seem to see a million eyes. Which ones are yours? Where are you now that yesterday has waved goodbye and closed its doors? The night is so much darker, the wind is so much colder, the world I see is so much bigger now that I'm alone. Papa, please forgive me, try to understand me. Papa, don't you know I had no choice? Can you hear me pray anything I'm saying, even though the night is filled with voices? I remember everything you taught me, every book I've ever read. Can all the words in all the books help me to face what lies ahead? The trees are so much taller, and I feel so much smaller. The moon is twice as lonely, and the stars are half as bright. Papa, how I love you. Papa, how I need you. Papa, how I miss you. Will be written in my heart.
can travel the past and take what I need to see me through the years. What my father learned and his father before him will be there for my eyes and ears. I can walk through the fullness of the trees of knowledge and listen to the lesson of the leaves. I can enter rooms where there are rooms within rooms, wrapped in a shawl that learning weaves. I remember, Papa, everything you've taught me. What you gave me, Papa, look at what it's brought me. There are certain things that once you have, no man can take away. No wave can wash away, no wind can blow away. And now they're about to be mine. No tide can turn away, no fire can burn away, no time can wear away. From the shelves all the books I've longed to hold. I can ask all the questions, the whys and the wheres, as the mysteries of life unfold. Like a link in a chain from the past to the future joins me with the children yet to be. I can now be a part of the ongoing stream that has always been a part of me. There are certain things that once you have, no man can take away. Can wash away, no wind can blow away, no tide can turn away, no fire can burn away, no time can wear away. And now they're about to be
to tell her he's chilly, she'll go put a log on the fire, fulfilling his every desire. No trouble, no bother, no wonder she's pretty. What else should she be? She hasn't a worry. And why should she worry? When she gets up, her biggest decision is figuring out what to wear. To pick a blouse, a skirt, and then there's the problem of what should she do with her hair. And later, as she stands and studies a chicken, the question's to roast or to not roast. Or better yet, maybe a pot roast. Tomatoes, now, potatoes. No wonder he likes it. It's perfect this way. Who wouldn't want someone who fusses and flatters, who makes you feel that you're all that matters, whose only aim in life is to serve you and make you think she doesn't deserve you. No wonder he loves her. What else could he do? If I were a man,
I would too.
There's no chill, and yet I shiver. There's no flame, and yet I burn. I'm not sure what I'm afraid of, and yet I'm trembling. There's no storm, yet I hear thunder. And I'm breathless, why I wonder. Weak one moment, then the next I'm fine. I feel as if I'm falling every time I close my eyes. And flowing through my body is a river of surprise. Feelings are awakening I hardly recognize as mine. What's the secret they reveal? I'm not sure I understand, but I like the way I feel.
It's a little chilly in here.
I thought it was rather warm myself.
Yes, it is warm for this time of year.
No wonder she suits him. She never disputes him.
Last year it was also warm.
The conversation's not too exciting, but oh, what a change it must be. To spend an evening where there's no conversation must be a relief after me.
I'll get dessert.
And though there's nothing much to challenge your mind, who cares when the food's so delicious? Not to mention these beautiful dishes. A match set from France yet.
You look pensive.
No, I was just thinking.
About me?
As a matter of fact, I was.
Good thoughts?
Something smells good. What is it?
Well, it must be the cinnamon and the baked apple.
Oh, you bake apples too.
No wonder he loves her. No wonder to me.
A cushion? Why not?
With ribbons and laces in all the right places.
Milk or lemon?
Yes, please.
I must admit it's all very pleasant and this is a comfortable room.
Which one?
And if he likes the smell of lilacs and roses, then maybe he likes her perfume.
Lemon or milk?
And though her silky hair and milky complexion are nice, still they're not that distracting.
Anshu?
Milky.
What?
Milk.
Milk.
So what accounts for the way he's been acting?
Honey?
Her softness.
No.
No, honey.
Her sweetness.
Sugar.
How could he resist her?
A cookie?
And why would he try?
How'd you get them all the same size?
No wonder he wants her.
You notice everything.
He needs her.
The china?
He loves her.
The cookies?
No wonder.
That's really wonderful.
So would I.
Where are your parents, Adas? Should they have left us alone?
They trust you, Anshu.
Maybe they shouldn't.
What?
I mean, maybe they would like some tea.
Look at me. I must be absolutely crazy. How did I ever let it get this far?
I never had such a hard time fitting anybody.
I'm getting deeper into trouble. Am I a woman or a man? Am I a devil or a demon?
You got a problem with the pants?
What's wrong with the pants?
Compared to the pants, even the coat looks good. Take them off.
Why?
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 Papa was right. I asked too many questions. He said a soul can get perplexed. I can't believe what happens next. Papa was right.
You're in trouble with the crotch.
What's wrong with the crotch?
You'll find out when you go, excuse me, to relieve yourself.
It seems this little game I play becomes more risky every day.
The pants, please.
All right, I'll take them off, but you'll have to leave the room first.
He's ashamed in front of his tailor. A tailor's like a doctor. What's to be ashamed?
What do you think, Zaylee?
I rip the heart.
Rip, what are you talking? Rip, the wedding's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night? Tomorrow night, tomorrow night. Under the canopy I'll stand with her tomorrow night. And place a ring upon her hand with her all dressed in white. Tomorrow night. I don't know how this came about, but I'll be wed without a doubt. Oh my God, I've got to get out.
What did you say?
I've got to get out of my clothes.
Get back out here.
Look at this. The way one lie begets another. Somebody wake me up and say it's all a dream.
Ouch!
Look at this.
Look how easily I fool them. They may have eyes, but they don't see. They never really look at me. People are blind. How else would everyone believe me? It might be interesting to know just how much further I can go.
Well, are you blind, Zaylee? Look, the right sleeve is longer than the left.
At least the hat fits.
Tomorrow night, I can't believe what I'll presume to be tomorrow night. I'm not the bride, but I'm the groom to be tomorrow night. And that's a monumental trick. I better think of something quick. Oh my God, I'm feeling sick.
It's just the usual nerves before the wedding.
I think I'd better rest.
Rest. You'll need all the rest you can get, right, Zaylee?
I could run away. I could leave without a trace, go anywhere or any place where no one knows my face. As a woman or a man, I don't know, just so I can run away. I'd be free, I'd be rid of all of this, but there's someone I would miss, and being near him is worth this
dreamed of dancing at my wedding. But something tells me that I'm right, you wouldn't wanna dance tonight. Isn't this a strangely logical solution? Things may not be as they appear, but the advantages are clear. He loves her, she loves him, he likes me, I like her, and I've reason to think she likes me. She keeps him, he keeps her, I keep things as they were. It's a perfect arrangement for three. Who'd have ever predicted the moment would come when I find myself grateful they've kept women dumb? She's an innocent maid, but then so am I. That's why it's possible I could get by. Look, I've seen the impossible happen before. Maybe, God willing, it'll happen once more. For I feel like a train on a perilous track. No way to stop, no way to go back. A snowball that's gathering speed down a hill, going faster and faster and faster until tomorrow night, tomorrow night. Even if someone would pray for me tomorrow night, there's not a prayer that they could say for me tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, tomorrow night, tomorrow night is now tonight.
Γιάντο, The Yeshiva Boy λεγόταν το διήγημα και αργότερα θεατρικό έργο του νομπελίστα Isaac Bashevis Singer, το οποίο δημοσιεύτηκε στα 1962 και περιέγραφε μια αλόκοτη όσο και συγκινητική ιστορία. Μια νεαρή Εβραία, διψασμένη για μάθηση, εμποδίζεται να μορφωθεί από τους αρτηριοσκληρωτικούς εβραϊκούς νόμους, οι οποίοι αποκλείουν τις γυναίκες από την εκπαίδευση. Μαθαίνει τα πάντα από τον πατέρα της που την υπεραγαπά και όταν εκείνος πεθαίνει, η Γέντλ παίρνει μια μεγάλη και τολμηρή απόφαση. Να μασκαρευτεί σε αγόρι, ώστε να μπορεί να σπουδάσει και εκείνη το Ταλμούδ στη Γεσίβα, μαζί με τους συνομήλικους της προνομιούχους άνδρες. Ο έρωτας όμως δεν θα αργήσει να της χτυπήσει την πόρτα με τη μορφή του Αβιγδόρ, ενός νεαρού συμφοιτητή της. Και όταν εκείνος ανακαλύψει την αλήθεια και της προτείνει να τον παντρευτεί, θα τα θυσιάσει άραγε όλα η Γέντλ για να ξαναγίνει μια γυναίκα σύζυγος, κλεισμένη στην κουζίνα της.
I can never look at her that way.
all the feelings and the soft unspoken words that lovers say. In all the words, in all the books, I wish there were a way to say what she's taught me isn't written anywhere. And I'm supposed to be the one who's wise. One thing is certain, I can never be what she expects of me.
I fell. Can you understand me? The things you can't imagine. If you've never flown at all, though it's safer to stay on the ground. Sometimes where danger lies, there the sweetest of pleasures are found. No matter where. Sweet imagined possibility. The more I live, the more I learn. The more I learn, the more I realize. The less I know. Each step I take, Papa, I've a voice now. Page I turn, Papa, I've a choice now. Each mile I travel only means the more I have to go. What's wrong with wanting more? If you can fly, then so. With all there is, why settle for?
Πέρα από τα βραβεία που κέρδισε για την ερμηνεία της στη Gentle, η Barbara Streisand ήταν η πρώτη γυναίκα σκηνοθέτης που προτάθηκε για Χρυσή Σφαίρα και την κέρδισε με αυτό το φιλμ. Το soundtrack πλέον θεωρείται κλασικό. Πάμε λοιπόν να ακούσουμε τη σουίτα για άρπα και ορχήστρα πάνω σε θέματα από τη Gentle του Michel Legrand. Στην άρπα, η Κατρίν Μισελ.
Thank you.
Και μετά τη σουίτα για άρπα και ορχήστρα πάνω σε θέματα από τη Gentle του Michel Legrand, ας κλείσουμε με το περίφημο «Papa, can you hear me?», τραγουδισμένο εδώ από μια άλλη μεγάλη ντίβα της όπερας αυτή τη φορά, τη Jessie Norman. Όσο για εμάς, φίλες και φίλοι του Τρίτου, από το Λευτέρη Λιάκο που φρόντισε τον ήχο και το Γιάννη Φίλια που κράτησε το μικρόφωνο, υπόκληση.
Trees are so much taller, my life is so much smaller.